You know what's crazy? Every time I go to like a wrestling event, right? Besides finding my seat be the hardest thing, is deciding if I should eat the concession food or not. You know what
You
I'm
know
saying?
what? Yeah.
It's always like one of those things. Do I eat now? Do I eat the hot dog knowing that it might spill all over my clothes? Or do I get the pizza? I know that might be bad. I don't know. What is y'all approach?
Benji.
Well, I mean, it depends. Like, if you want to pay, $50 for a bottle of water and a pizza, if that's the route you want to go ahead. You know what I mean? But sometimes you might want to do it the old school way. You might want to sneak in, a banana or something. I don't know.
They
Sneak
okay
inside
for
a
the pro
banana.
for the phosphorus, you know what I'm
Banana for
saying?
wrestling?
Hey, you might
Hey,
cramp. You might
shut.
cramp. You might
You
cramp.
might cram by potassium deficiency
Oh
people
my
out there,
God. If I saw you eating a banana at a wrestling show, I'm gonna call you out so bad and be like, banana boy, Well, hold
banana
on,
boy,
but shouldn't they?
banana boy, banana boy.
Benji, yo, didn't you spend like $150 on a couple sodas and a slice of pizza or some shit when you went to
So
Collision?
I did, and I will never make that mistake again. So it's bananas all day.
I think for me, honestly, just it depends on the venue, the events, and that's the two main. It's like the events, what kind of event am I going to, the venue that I'm going to. So if I'm going to United Center, the French
Oh
fries
yeah,
are
for sure.
pretty
Oh,
good, the nachos
yeah.
maybe. If you go into Allstate Arena, I was, if you go into the WWE show, like commemorative cup, soda, like hot dog, hot dog is pretty standard, get some mustard on there or get some ketchup on there, either or.
Whoa.
Listen, we won't touch base on
let
that.
me let me let me just say this. Let me just say this. I'll put this to rest, right? If you're eating a Chicago hot dog, that is Chicago made, Chicago style. Obviously, no ketchup. But if just a standard hot dog, you
Just
know what I'm
like a raw
saying?
dog.
Then
Just
go
like a raw dog.
ahead. If you
Just a
want
raw
to put
dog with
ketchup,
ketchup.
yeah, go ahead. Put ketchup on there if you want. You're not gonna see me judging.
Yeah. So if I'm going to, like, let's say a Bulls game or another sporting events of that nature, or maybe even like a concert, I wouldn't do it. Because maybe get a drink, get some alcohol in you to like get the vibes going. But what you doing at a concert eating a hot dog and some popcorn? You're supposed to be jamming to the songs. If you're going to like a sports event, like a Bulls game or something, yeah, go ahead and get yourself some concessions. But if you go into WWE, that's kind of hit or miss. You got to make sure
Oh, dude.
that whatever you're going to like be watching while eating, that it's not something you're gonna want to chant. Because if something exciting happens, you're gonna be chanting, and then mid chant, you're gonna be like, yeah, and then all your nachos comes out to the guy in front of you. That's happened to me where I want to chant, but I have a mouthful of nachos, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just kind of fucked. I'm just here.
That's what I'm saying. And then, if you have you have all the cheese everywhere with the nachos too, there might be spilling everywhere, like on your pants, and you didn't know, like, oh fuck, now you got that one stain the whole day.
Oh yeah, for sure. No,
Or we could
it's hit or
do like
miss.
what our homie Charlie does, happen to
Oh
sneak in
yeah.
a couple drinks, saying to some
Yep.
wrestling venues as he done in the past. You
Nice.
could do
Yeah,
that.
real
You could do
fast.
Did I ever
Yeah,
tell
real
you guys?
fast.
Did I ever tell you guys I went to I think it was NXT War Games, and we just came from Culver's, and I still had my Sprite from Culver's. And I walked in all the way into the arena with my Sprite. No one checked my Sprite. No one said anything. It had the Culver's logo and everything on the
Damn.
cup. I snuck all the
Damn.
way in. I was sitting in my seat sipping on my
That
drink.
could have been something else, saying, if you were smart, saying, went to the little gas station, get them little like small, like whatever. Yeah. Whoa. What?
Little
Lean?
Grey Goose.
Lean?
I guess that you would be the only one who would dare to come here. You've got courage.
Yo, the Get Your Podcast crew is in the building. That's right, you got your homie Just right here.
Oh, yeah, what's up, Daddy's Home?
What up, Benji Calavera? You already know what it is.
And,
that delay, though.
And just like CM Punk, it feels like home. This is Garn.
That's right, that's okay. Right. We back in the building. We live, we here. You know what I'm saying? The whole crew, the full crew. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Fantastic Four. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All for one.
full Chicago the Phantasma in effect. Hey, you know?
There you go.
No, you got Joaquin Wilde, aka Just. You have Santos Escobar, aka Benji. You have Cruz del Toro, aka Vince, and you have Selena Vega, aka Garn.
I don't care.
Garn gets to be Selena because he's the best looking.
I have the best hair too. So the best,
there you go.
Okay, fair.
Fair. But yeah, guys, you know what I'm saying? We'll just jump off right now and we'll just start this off the right way. Guys, it's been a while. Actually, it's been since last week. But what type of wrestling fan were y'all this week?
Go ahead, Benji.
I was like, you ever have that family member that only comes around like in the holidays, Thanksgiving? You don't remember like where you know them from, but like you know their family, so you kind of figure they kind of should be here. I mean, that's how I kind of been with wrestling this week. You know what I mean? Like I'm kind of there, not really, but like I'm still paying attention to what's going on, but like I'm just kind of doing my own thing.
It's like that uncle, you know what I'm saying, that knows you, that keeps up with you, but you don't really remember him, you know? It's like,
right, but like you remember him for certain parts of your childhood and you're not sure.
You know what it is?
It's that uncle you run into the grocery store and you're like, mira mijo, look son, this is your tío Benji. I was like, you know your tío Benji, you grew up with him. He carried you after you were born. He was one of the first people to carry you. He picked your diapers. He doesn't come around anymore.
He used to watch you after school. He used to watch you after school.
Yeah, remember he bought you your first wrestling toy? And then you're like, oh, Tio Benji.
Exactly. Okay. What about you, Garn?
I'm more of a sigh of relief fan because I was very worried about how things will go with CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
And like with Seth Rollins' storyline, with Drew McIntyre, how they're going to fit everything together. But after watching Raw and SmackDown, I'm like, I think it's going to work out. It should work out. The way they're planning it out, it will work out. So I feel relieved that things might fall into place properly for this CM Punk thing happening.
Okay. My only issue with the CM Punk thing right now is that unfortunately for this week's episode, we don't have any new Punk material to cover. We can't talk about anything new Punk related because he's going to be on SmackDown after we record this. Mm-hmm. Then he'll be on Raw. Mm-hmm. So next week we'll be getting two double doses of Punk, but week, you know, no Punk this week.
That's okay. It gives us some time to kind of manifest and think of punkish things to say. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All
right. Speaking of me, I'll go real quick. It was kind of like digging in the crates. You know what I'm saying? Like when you're looking for some, you know, back in the day, you know, when you used to have like, well, maybe Gar knows, but like, you know, when you're digging in the crates and you're looking for like that CD or that old comic book or something like that.
Oh yeah.
That's how it kind of was. I was watching a lot of old stuff, a lot of old Royal Rumbles, just to kind of get me in the season of Royal Rumble season that's around the corner. Ooh, you know what I'm saying? You know, and watching like older WrestleManias, even older New Japan. Like I just came on Twitter and I saw that somebody had posted Owen Hart versus Ultimo Dragon. Right, so you know that was dope. So I looked up the full match, and then you know one of my favorite matches is Owen Hart versus Juice Thunder Liger. That was also good. If you haven't seen that, dude, Owen Hart in Japan, I feel like he was like Kenny Omega before Kenny Omega.
I honestly forgot he was in New Japan.
Yeah, he had a small stint. It wasn't too long, but
I feel you.
But that's the type of wrestling fan, you know, going back and looking at the old school stuff.
Honestly, yeah, it's kind of like walking into like an old video store, like looking for all the VHS.
Family video,
you know, or like going to your local record store, going through the crates for all the records and stuff. Okay,
I see.
I'm not that young.
No. You're right there.
So old. My knees crack when I bend down.
Hey.
As for me, guys, the type of wrestling fan I've been, we were talking about punkish things. I've been a confrontational wrestling fan. I'll tell you why.
Ooh, elaborate.
I'm over here in the replying to the IWC on Twitter Instagram, replying to EO and Brand Split nonsense. So Friday night on SmackDown, it's one of this mutual, like it's this EO Sky fan page. They're chill, they're cool, but like they're like one of those like hardcore like wrestling fan pages where to the point where she's over here talking about how Bianca shoved down our throats, you know, she
like real sweaty. Like real sweaty.
Yeah, it's one of those talking about how like Bianca, you know, has like 8 commercials on Raw like in within an hour, and I'm like, okay, you're tripping. I'm trying to like go back and forth,
right,
and then I can see this conversation isn't going anywhere, but I'm still going back and forth. I'm still trading jabs with them just because I'm fucking bored on the Friday night during SmackDown or after SmackDown, I should say.
Right
then, yesterday, actually, I'm going back and forth with Off the Top Rope from Rivet City Radio.
With
Will Gray, with Allison, all of them. We're going back and forth about how the brand split ain't real and like the draft doesn't exist and it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
It's like, oh no, it does exist, you know, like after, you know, since Triple H, Nick Aldis, and like Adam Pearce, they have their own separate rosters. I'm like, but you get like NXT people showing up, you get main roster people showing up in NXT. You just had Becky Lynch in the SmackDown Women's War Games match. You know, you had Cody Rhodes show up on SmackDown. You have Jimmy and Jey Uso showing up on each other's show, dicking around with each with the other brother. You know, pause. Consensually. But yeah, I'm just going back and forth trading jabs with the IWC. I'm over here commenting on TikToks about the Money in the Bank War Games mechanics, because someone's over here like, there's actually a plot hole, because, you know, if Damian Priest had cashed in before Randy showed up, wouldn't have turned into like a 10-man like championship match, because when Seth Rollins did it. And I'm like, no sweaty.
Right.
The match for War Games doesn't officially begin until all members are in the ring. So until Randy Orton gets inside that cage, that's no match. It's just motherfuckers just beating the shit out of each other inside a cage.
Yep.
So it would have, Damian Priest can have a 1-on-1 match with Seth Rollins with his Judgment Day peeps around him to help even out the odds.
Right.
So I'm going back and forth with people on TikTok and Instagram and Twitter. And on top of that, everywhere in between, I'm sparring with people, like trading jabs about CM Punk. They're like, oh, you know, CM Punk's promo was mid, you know, CM Punk is capping. Oh, Drew McIntyre is talking about CM Punk. Oh, Seth Rollins doesn't want CM Punk. I'm like, man, shut the fuck up. Like y'all don't like it, change the channel. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. These people like that was talking about with the whole Punk stuff, you know, they're like Tony Khan, man. They might be Coca-Cola fans, because that's probably why they're not fucking with Punk. They're Coke fans. You know?
I get what you're saying, because, you know, when it comes down to it, wrestling is not real. There's no time. There's no reason to spend all that energy into something like that. It ain't that deep. And like,
but here I am taking this next
level. Yeah, but you're not defending it. You know what I'm saying? Like you're on the ground. You're not high in the clouds. You're like, yo, but you know how this works.
Like, honestly, I'm not even gonna justify my actions. I just felt like fighting it with people this week.
You chose violence.
I woke up every single day this week and chose violence on the IWC.
No, but I seen that, and sometimes like I'm just like, yo, well, why are y'all wasting your time? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not even worth it. You know, we're all being worked. Everything is a work.
Exactly.
It's a work, brother.
Brother,
but yeah, I mean, moving on to the week of wrestling, You know what I'm saying? There's some things happen. Of course, we're at the backlash part of Survivor Series, so it's kind of like they're kind of revamping, getting ready for Royal Rumble. But we got Deadline, you know what I'm saying? NXT Deadline. I will say, like, you know, as far as like NXT goes, they really caught a wave lately, you know what I'm saying? And everything going on with Deadline. Do you guys see the thing with Wes Lee? Apparently,
he's I watched it right before we got on here, man. I was really hoping it was like a Mark Henry thing where he swerves and just to get Dom in the ring, but Buddy started crying and I'm like, oh no, no.
Ooh, dude, that performance got me, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't sure how I was feeling when he kept on his lip, did the whole lip quiver thing. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that
But when the real tears came, dude, when the real tears came, I'm like, yo, give this man an Oscar. You know what I'm saying?
His legs were quivering too, not just his lips. I was in there trying to make a joke. Stop, man.
I don't know your leg quivers when you said like that, man. This like
trying to see his little no, because you know it was a back injury. So I guess like the pressure. Oh my
god. You gotta be a rascal.
Fucking love you, Gordon.
It's like, I'm man, this man has Denzel like ability, you know what I'm saying?
Jesus. Nah, but yeah, shout out to Wesley. Speedy recovery to that man.
Yeah, for real, for real, for real. I mean, I didn't really get to see like what was the end result like. So now who is Dom gonna face now? Did they say who?
Oh, they announced it. It's right after it was Dragon Lee.
Oh, yeah. It's Dragon Lee. Okay. Oh, that's right. That's
yeah. Right. And Ray's gonna be in his corner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that means Dom retains. Shout out to Dom.
Well, I don't know, man. I'm a little iffy about it. I'm a little nervous because with Wes Lee, I felt like, yeah, Dom got this. He's gonna retain. But then they got Dragon Lee. They're really pushing Buddy, and then they gonna have Ray there. You know, Ray
might cost, that's true. That's true. And it seems like Dom is into bigger and better things, you know what I'm saying? You know, rumors and speculation. Austin Theory is that, you know, he might have a match up with Punk just as a warm up. Mm-hmm. You know, just to, you know, get him ready, get CM Punk for the next couple feuds. I don't know if that's true or not, but I don't know if you've seen all the Twitter beef like that they were doing at each other, you know what I'm saying? Like CM Punk posted a picture of him talking to Rey Mysterio and Dominic was there.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know, a little subliminal messages. Who knows if something happens? But yeah, I'll give that kind of a loser just because I would like to see, you know, the match between Wes Lee and Dom. But you know, injuries. You know, I will give a dub to Jey Uso and the Seth Rollins match on Raw though. That was good. At any point, do you think that they were going to change it?
That, like the outcome of the match.
Yeah, the outcome. Yeah.
That was not going to change. I think if anything, if the Drew McIntyre didn't have like happened, and it would have been, I felt like it could have been a 3-way match for the title for like a pay per view and anything, but I think that's what it's heading towards right now.
I was gonna say it's probably gonna be a triple threat at Royal Rumble.
I'm cool with a triple threat. I still think they need to run back Drew Seth as a singles match one more time too.
Mm-hmm.
But they have like a Saudi show before the Rumble, like at the start of January, like the first week of January or something.
They do?
I think so.
Is it like the Super Google Garn? Is that what it is?
Google Garn.
Go.
I don't know.
What were you, Benji?
I don't know. I'm just waiting for Google Garden over here.
Are you just relying on the fact that there's going to be a Saudi event next year? Is that what you're waiting for?
No, I could have sworn that I
That's
was
what I thought
at,
too,
like,
but
I was looking at WWE PLEs and I was looking at December and I'm like, oh, they don't have anything for December. And then I saw they had two things for January, so that's why I was just like, Hey, what's going on over here, you know?
I don't see one. No, I don't, the only next one is Rumble on the 27th.
Well, then.
January. No, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm probably off my rocker, guys. My fault. Disregard. Disregard.
No, you're good. Well, good, because then everything will be
misinformation out here. Jesus.
everything will be set towards Royal Rumble. Then, you know what I'm saying. But yeah, Benji, got any winners and losers?
I have a loser. Okay. I'm gonna go with Drew McIntyre.
Okay.
Go with old Drew, because over here he's over here saying, you know, this guy left, you know, talked bad about the company, did all this blah 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 blah, blah, and then came back and then was presented all this. But like, if we put a little mirror here, didn't old dude leave? You know, do his thing and then come back to the company. You know what I mean?
True.
Yeah. Sure,
true.
He didn't badmouth him or anything, but I mean, it just kind of seems like
actually, I think he might have.
He got like
shot. I think he shot. He did one of those shoot promos in Impact where it's like, oh, they, you know, I was the chosen one of over there. You did. Know, he did his anti WWE promo. You know,
of course he did. So like, it's a little hypocritical to me for him to be, quote unquote, shooting on Punk for doing that. Meanwhile, he did that. It just kind of seems like old boy's a little butthurt that he had to go through the whole NXT thing and everybody else just gets to shoot up, you know?
Listen.
Hey, Linda. Okay. Listen. Okay.
to play devil's advocate here.
I was going
to
do that too.
the fans were chanting Punk, CM Punk. He had no point, said CM Punk. And even when the fans started chanting his name, he's like, oh, I could be talking about anyone.
See, so like, if you're gonna be talking about somebody, stand on business. You know what I'm saying? Don't pussyfoot around it. You know what I mean?
He could be talking about Jay, because Jay in storyline left the company. He was like deuces, ooses. He's like, I don't want to be part of WWE. Fuck WWE. All this other stuff. And then he was brought back by Cody Rhodes, and then the fans accepted him. So he could be talking about him. He could be talking about Cody. Could be talking about Garn. He could be talking about R-Truth, you know.
I'm a certified Drew McIntyre hater. All right. I will always be. And you know, old dude had it popping when Roman was gone. COVID era, this guy was there, you know what I mean? True. And then when the lights get the shiniest, you know, Roman comes back better than ever, and this dude kind of fades into the limelight. Because though he was over here trying to be quirky and shit, start dancing or whatever, and nobody fucks with that. So, like, you know,
you think it was the sword? I think it might have been the sword that kind of, like, got him into the... It didn't work for him.
This man was walking over here with a bastard sword. You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? There's no battle of the bastards here. You know what I mean? Like, what's going on?
Hey, man. Sheamus gave him that sword. You put some respect on Sheamus' name. I got a winner. That's... All the participants in the United States Championship Tournament, they all get a possible title match. They all get a chance to showcase their skills. And in the case of, like, let's say Santos Escobar versus Dragon Lee, which is a matchup on SmackDown, that's going to be great. They get to showcase one of those guys going to advance. Bobby Lashley versus Karrion Kross. When's the last time you saw Karrion
Kross
on TV? Yeah. So that's a winner for him. He gets to be back on TV, and that's a winner for us because Scarlett's going to probably be on TV with him. So there's that. You have Kevin Owens. You have Austin Theory, Grayson Waller. They're going to be in there. And then to whatever mystery NXT superstar is going to be the final eighth member in that tournament, they're all winners because now they're going to get at least one good match to showcase their skills. And whoever gets to the finals gets a U.S. title match against Logan Paul and hopefully take the title off him, because fuck Logan Paul.
Yeah, fuck Prime. Fuck Prime.
Yeah, fuck Prime.
It's not that good. Come on now, y'all. Monster. It's not that good.
It'd be funny. I would start drinking Prime right in front of you right now.
That'd be a Garn thing to do. That's so Garn. That's so Garn.
Hey, some Prime is actually not bad. I was
which one?
Surprised.
The
The fruit punch one I like. The
fruit punch one? Okay,
the fruit punch and the one that tastes like a, was it like the
red, white, blue? White,
red.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, that one's pretty good. That one, yeah. Okay.
But anyways, I'll start with my winner. I have two because I'm gonna be like Skip Bayless and go against Benji and say Drew McIntyre is my winner. just for the fact. Okay, first off, Drew McIntyre. Well, CM Punk left WWE, just quit. Drew McIntyre got dropped because he was too young at the time.
Right.
Obviously, that's it's different when you're quitting versus you getting,
future shock,
getting your papers.
Sure. Well, technically, it just resonated. Well, technically, he got his papers at his wedding day. He didn't technically quit. He got his papers on his wedding day through FedEx.
But he walked out months before that. Then he officially got his papers. Yes, he did get his
papers. He walked out, though. He walked out to get some help, but not walked out of the company. He said, I'm walking out the building. I'm going to go home and rest. Mm-hmm. That's like you leaving to take a sick day. He took a sick month.
Right.
6 months.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, I think now with Drew McIntyre, he's becoming more relevant because of this. They're actually giving him time with a crowd this time instead of COVID era. So he's given Mike time. He's gotten the most time on television since COVID era. I think now.
Yeah.
On Raw. And this is going to carry on over to Royal Rumble, where they're going to probably have a three-way match, probably, or at least a one-on-one, either or. He's going to get exposure. He's going to get a title shot either way. So I think that's a win. My other winner is going to be the Shinsuke and Cody rivalry and how story is playing out. Right, and
good shit.
Shinsuke is still... He's even though he's losing matches, he's killing it with the way they're presenting his promo as, pure Japanese gangster almost,
Yeah.
And this the storytelling is very excellent. It's very excellent. And Cody's promo on top of Cody's response after his Shinsuke's promo topped it even more. It's just very, very good writing overall. My losers, though, right now is Judgment Day overall because they're set aside as a comedy now lately.
Well, because R-Truth
jumping in. just with R-Truth and then obviously with JD. Once JD joined Judgment Day, he hasn't won anything at all. Since joining Judgment Day,
he's their Chase Owens.
He's a mascot. He's a mascot.
Yes, but
he's their Otis. He's their Otis.
Otis wins though. He'll win like when he first joined.
Yeah, that's true. He got money in the bank.
He actually won matches. He won matches right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and then Priest is not doing much. just waiting, I guess. And then Finn, he's a main event guy. He's supposed to be in this main event, but
yeah. See, to me, I see Judgment Day as a winner for me because whatever they were doing before was kind of stale, and so now putting R-Truth into their segments, I find it like they're giving them another layer to work with, like the whole R-Truth is like, yeah, JD, nobody wants you here, and then the whole like
off for that.
And then the whole thing about like we got to get better security in our clubhouse. Like first of all, it's a back room. How is this like a section for like you guys? You know what I'm saying? It's like the back storage room. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think I can't really downplay it too much. What's it called? R-Truth is he's just fantastic. You know what I'm saying? I'm elated. I'm elated when I see him.
I just want to see a clubhouse rules match between R-Truth and JD. I think that's the culmination of the story. They fight in the clubhouse. They put R-Truth through his tiny little like TV screen.
They gotta get like a, like Bart Simpson's treehouse. They gotta get like Bart Simpson's treehouse.
Yeah, exactly. Just like that. This is gonna be next level, kind of like the parking lot brawl between Eddie Guerrero and John Cena.
It's gonna be next level.
Oh shit.
I'm with that. Another winner for me is actually Katie Catanzaro and Carter, because they won their tag team match on Raw. You know what I'm saying? And having two Filipinas on TV is always a win for me, also with the Asians. So I, that's a plus. Plus, plus.
Wait, who's Filipino?
Carter.
Carter. Carter's Filipino.
She's half black, half Filipino.
There was a video
that her and Shotzi and Joaquin they did a Filipino food thing. They were all talking
that.
About
That's so cool. Shout out to Sexy Ninja Team Party.
Shout out to them.
All right. We talked about a man that he was associated with this past Monday night, but I'm going to give a loser to Sami Zayn. Not only did he lose his match against Drew Mack, he got his ankle like tweaked. And then he just got that ass whooped backstage. He just got rocked.
I don't know if you're overselling or you're really hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I looked at it. Dude, I just saw that shit. And I don't know if it's Melissa's hatred to Sami Zayn, but I just started fucking laughing because it was funny.
Like, he didn't have to scream like that. Like, oh! Like.
he felt a little bit too much in his mom.
Dude, for real. Wait, why does Melissa don't like
Sami? I don't know. I don't know. She just finds him annoying and obnoxious.
Really? Okay. Okay, okay, okay.
Wait, what? Oh my god, that's excessive.
What was it?
Wait, what?
That man could die. I'm like, oh my god. Oh,
wow. Damn.
Hardcore. Hardcore.
Damn. What about you guys? You guys got anything else?
I got more. I don't know how many you guys want.
I got a couple.
Okay. Let me give you one more. I gave you a loser. Let me give you a winner, and that's SmackDown because they just signed Randy Orton. So they got him exclusively to SmackDown. You know, he's gonna be beefing with the Bloodline. Roman versus Randy.
Hey,
you know, two daddies in the ring, you know, at the Rumble. Big meaty men slapping meat. What else can you want?
Is that confirmed the next route for Roman, or we're still not sure?
I think they're kind of telegraphing it because I mean, think about it. Like, he's trying to get revenge on the Bloodline for taking him out.
Yeah.
The next pay-per-view is the Rumble. Roman needs an opponent, and it's like he kind of ran through everyone on SmackDown already. Right. You know, unless they run back LA Knight, which I don't think they will.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, having Randy go into a match with Roman, I mean, it's a smart move, but I just don't know, man. Like, this being Randy's first match back, you know, against Roman, it's kind of...
Where would you have put him if him coming back? Where would you put him then?
I would just put him in the Rumble. Just let him, you know, do his thing in the Rumble. And then I don't know who you could have against Roman. Maybe not have him do anything for the Rumble, but it's like...
I think I know, right?
Randy.
No, he's got to do all something.
Right. I want to deviate a little bit here.
Okay.
Would you rather see Punk versus Roman? I mean, Punk winning over Roman or Cody winning over Roman?
Right Cody now?
Over Roman. Right now, Cody still.
Yeah, I gotta say Cody. I gotta say Cody.
Yeah. Punk don't need that win.
Like, yeah, he doesn't.
I do want to see Roman versus Punk, but I don't want the title to be involved. I kind of want Roman to drop the title and then let this be like a SummerSlam match. You know, that's what I do personally.
Don't you have Roman lose at Mania?
Yeah, have him lose to Cody. Cody becomes champ. Then he beefs with Punk. That's what you do.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to have Punk near the title, at least for now. Like, it would take a little bit for me for, you know what I mean? Like, he should be away from it. There's a lot of people that are in contendership that can go for that title. Not him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I mean, at least not Roman's title. I'd be more open to him taking Seth's title.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is he's going to be invited to SmackDown, but he's also going to be invited to Raw. So they mentioned that he's a free agent, and they were talking about what brand is he going to sign with. So he could realistically go to Raw since SmackDown got Randy, but then I could also see him sign to SmackDown so they can beef with the bloodline down the line, you know? A little bias here, you know, the next WWE show is Raw here in Chicago, so...
Oh, okay.
Have him go to Raw on March 25th, you know? That's okay. What I want.
See that? What about... Okay, I have an awesome theory here, right? What if they have Jay versus Gunther at Mania for the IC title, and Jay wins and gets his first title as IC, right? And what if they have Gunther versus Roman at Backlash, and Roman loses there? I know Gunther's not France, but
no.
Or that's too much of a stretch.
I think if Roman drops the title, it has to be at SummerSlam, or it has to be Mania.
Okay.
Because it has to be a big pay per view, and Roman's not gonna win Backlash. Like, come on, let's be real. Travel chiefs don't get paid like that.
Would you give Gunther? Would you give Gunther and Roman a SummerSlam match? For sure, then.
If Roman's still the champion by then, if he's still the champion,
I would rather see Gunther challenge Seth for the title without him even dropping the IC title. You know, do some Warrior Hogan shit. You know, like not necessarily unify the titles, but you know, he can like relinquish the IC title, kind of like Keith Lee did when he won the North American and NXT title from Medical. Yeah. You know, that you could do that. There's options, but you know, I'm still holding out hope that my boy Shane is gonna take the IC title off of Gunther.
Well, he didn't have a 1-on-1. It wasn't a 1-on-1, so he could.
Yeah. There's still an option there. Do you got any more winners and losers? I got like one more.
I think the only one I was gonna say was the you know, this is an overall winner. All the development going on with Trick Williams and Carmelo Hayes, I think is a huge winner. Wherever this is going,
that's really good. Yeah.
Wherever this is going, I'm all for. But man, I don't know. How do y'all feel about Alexis King though? I can't put him in a winner first. Loser. I just like I don't know.
Out here with his Dominican facial hair and shit.
You know what? Lexus King is still trying to figure out what train he's trying to board. He's not sure if he's going to take the L train or he's going to go to the west side. You know,
he's going to go south loop. He's going to go south loop.
Yeah. He doesn't know what train he's going to hop on, you know, so he might get on the L train, you know.
Okay. Or maybe he's not even getting on a train. He's waiting for the Santa train, the Christmas train to roll through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there you go.
Before we go into the last call on news and rumors, the deadline is this Saturday, NXT. I'm not going to really run down the full card, but is there any matches that on top of you guys that you're really hyped for?
Dom versus Dragon Lee.
Of course. That's a giveaway. For me, I'm just going to say the Steel Cage with Roxanne Perez and Kiana.
Forehead Kiana?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, okay. I mean, personally, my whole beef and ish with this match is like, why is Eva Rain making matches in the women's division?
Yeah. You know, I'm like, when did that happen?
See, I was going to mention that, but a certain somebody tweeted that, and I was like, I'm gonna let him take care of that on his show. Since that was his tweet, so I'm gonna let him y'all discuss that on Smack It Around.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I got respect, so I'm like I'm not gonna take somebody's material, you know. Okay. But that is a very good question though. You know what I'm saying? maybe she's taking advice from Paul Heyman. Remember, she was talking to Paul Heyman. So who knows, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
We'll see. Obviously, the Dragon Off match, right, is another one that I'm looking forward to. Let's see what happens with Carmelo Hayes and Alexis King, but you know, pretty much deadline Saturday. You know, definitely that's gonna be something to look forward to. Okay, so last call, right? So there's a couple weird things on here. So like UBS media conference, right? TKO COO Mark Shapiro says that they want to slow down on house shows because it'll be a profit margin perspective for them to, it's going to be a benefit for them on those terms to slow down the house shows. For me, I think the house shows are mostly like the backbone of WWE's profit. That's where they make like a lot of money, because my thing is that, like, with all due respect for people that live in Montana, like, you're never going to get a PLE. You're never going to get a Royal Rumble or a SummerSlam or WrestleMania. So like house shows that go there, like that's where those fan base will see WWE, is like at a house show, you know. If they slow it down, okay, maybe they won't have too many back-to-back house shows. Maybe they'll spread it out a little bit, but I wouldn't say stop it completely.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I get you. I get that.
What do y'all think?
No, they gotta keep doing it, you know, because that's how you get like these smaller markets to get shows,
right,
you know.
Right, right.
Plus
right.
You gotta make extra money. I mean, that's the whole point of having a big roster, so you can do these house shows. I mean, right. Why cut down on the revenue stream, you know? It makes no sense.
Exactly. And house shows is like you said, like it's the bread and butter of like wrestling promotion, you know. It's like that's how the wrestlers get their reps. That's how they get familiar with other wrestlers. They spend time with like each other on the road. They get familiar with their moves. Like that's how benefits them in the long run.
Yeah.
Would you say house shows are kind of like when comedians will like work on their material like these local spots before we're like going on like in a special or something?
Yep. Yeah, like the small bars, you know what I'm saying? Like they'll go and they'll work like a new material to see if what's gonna make it, you know, what they're gonna use for the road.
That's where Dolph Ziggler's at right now.
Oh. Hulkamaniacs?
The Hulkamaniacs. okay. Let's see. And then there's one thing that we also talked about is you know, Matt Cardona was talking about like this whole promoter, you know, not having enough essentials for his wrestlers, like water bottles, right? He actually came out on Twitter and talked about how he said how the promoter's so cheap that he could have, you know, buy water bottles for the wrestlers or whatever. I mean, what do you think on that? Do you think it's the promoter's job to do that?
I mean, kind of have to. You don't want your wrestlers to get dehydrated on you, you know?
Right.
Basic needs. They have to at least provide a bathroom and water. Even like PWG had, even though they had like a hole in the wall, they at least gave them water and food.
And they at least, you know what I'm saying, the field house for ROH, they at least had a changing room, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Sure.
Even though the changing room and the shower were like on separate ends of the field house.
Yeah.
Because you would have like wrestlers like Frankie Kazarian. He was just walking around in a towel. You know what I'm saying? Like he was walking in a towel, I swear to you. He was walking around in a bath towel. Me, Garn, and Charlie were trying to go look at like whatever shirts they had. And he like literally said, "Oh, not right now, guys, not right now." I'm like, nobody trying to talk to you, man, when you half naked. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I've never heard that story.
Like, I swear.
Yes, like, he's like, "Oh, sorry,
not right now. Like, yo, ain't nobody talking to you, dog. Like,
walking around with a towel and sandals on.
Like, you're the walking pause. You're the walking definition of the word pause. Like, no one's talking to you. You know what I'm saying? No, but yeah, I mean, maybe when we go see him, we'll get like water bottles to go sign. You know what I'm saying? Sandberg, what's it called? How you pronounce it? San Planner Greedo?
Mountain water for me.
You never drink that? LaCroix?
Nah.
Some Voss?
Voss? Ooh.
The Voss.
Ooh. Ooh.
Fancy tall glass there.
Glass bottle?
I'm just going to fill up my Brita bottle.
Oh, no. Oh, you gonna come with the ice bottle, the big ass jug,
Yeah, there you go.
Kirkland brand, baby.
Nice.
Yeah, that's the one, Garn. That's the one, Kirkland brand. Nice. That's the water
brand.
Hell no. A couple things that we did miss. Chase, you. We did miss him talking about how he did money laundering. That's how the university is in bankruptcy. Nikita Lyons is back. Literally, yeah. Her back. What's it called? Yeah, that's pretty much it for the ones that we left off. DNY's music is butt cheeks. I think they need to fix that and change it.
I think they need to fix a lot of people's music. A lot of people's music.
Their font also, like their graphic, looks like, you know, the intro for Beyblades.
Dude. Yes.
He said, "Let her rip."
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Of course, and I forgot to mention this big winner, Giovanni Da Vinci. He had that crazy ass spring ball moonsault. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I felt like he was the MVP of that match. Also, you know, on Cheap Heat podcast, HBK was on there. And we're gonna probably do something like this at the end of the year, but like they were talking about the MVPs of 2023, mm-hmm. and HBK said our boy Dom. He feels our boy Dom is the MVP of 2023, just because
he's come a long way.
He's working Raw. He was working SmackDown. He was working NXT, and everything. Every time he went to NXT, whatever he asked him, he did 10 times, you know, more. I mean, obviously, what is he doing? But he's there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He feels more comfortable now after his stints in NXT. Because when he shows up in NXT, he feels like even his presence alone kind of feels like he's like at or above someone's level. Like he feels like at a Carmelo Hayes level, you know, like maybe to me. Yeah. In terms of like power rankings, if you want to go like Dragon Ball Z power levels, like he's no longer like the Krillin to Goku, he's more of a Piccolo to Goku. Okay. You know, he's more of a Vegeta to Goku.
He can stand alone now.
Yeah.
I agree. I know Seth Rollins and a couple other people are like the true upper echelon of MVPs, but when you think of like somebody who was there, like a workhorse who you need, you know what I'm saying? Like you may not need for a big thing to do, but he's there and not complaining. That was the big thing that he said. He said most wrestlers who have spent more time than Dominic weren't really easy of doing whatever, but Dominic has had the less time here, and whatever we tell him to do, he's like, yeah, I'll do it.
Dude, so he's great. I will say that. Like, whatever you ask of him, he'll fucking do. Like, he's gonna make someone look good. He sells his ass off. Like, that RKO he took from Randy.
Oh, dude.
It was fucking
He great. Sold it, man. I would say it's almost better than The Rock getting stunned, you know?
I'll shade The Rock on the show.
You know what? Yeah,
it's all about shading Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Hey, you know, that's to be right there with The Rock, and I gotta say too, like, you know, Dom is like, you know, the more minutes, the more hours I spend in this business, is the better I'll be later on. So, shout out to Dom.
Shout out, my man deserves his flowers. Give him his flowers.
Give it the tulips.
I wouldn't go far as MVP. I would say most improved player at least, but not MVP. I wouldn't say MVP.
Garn, this is Getcho. You have to give him
that. I'll edit it out.
That's why I haven't been on the show for a while.
I'll edit that part. I'll just put a voiceover. but yeah, I think it's that time.
All right.
And now, Sweaty Sessions.
So this I kind of thought about doing this just because, you know, the interaction between Randy Orton and Mommy Rhea Ripley, and how people in the comments were saying how like Randy was trying to Riz up Rhea. So I thought, how funny would it be if we came up with Riz lines for Randy about Randy Orton or around Randy Orton, or use whatever wrestling you know, gimmick or catchphrase to come up with Riz lines for Randy Orton. You know, just some easy, some nice. Who wants to go first?
Go ahead. My fault.
Okay. I got one here where, if we're talking about pickup lines here, so, or it's like, ready. If I'm Randy Orton, I'll be like, "Hey, have you ever heard of Orton Hears a Who? Well, Orton wants to get with you."
okay. Dr. Seuss, with the wordplay.
Garn has some good Dr. Seuss in them.
Yeah.
He's got some in the vault.
He's got some in the bag. I'll go next. If I was Randy Orton, I was talking to somebody. I got 14 championships, but you the one.
Oh, okay. That's very classy. Very classy.
So I'll go next. Okay, since you're speaking of classy, I would be like, you know, forget a Josh Giddey. I'm trying to be your apex predator.
You know, I got one something like that too. But mine was be like, you know, forget Karl Malone. I'll be your apex predator.
Oh my God. Okay. Here's one. It's like, girl, one night with me will have you catching feelings out of nowhere.
Oh, I like that. Okay. I would say, just so everyone knows, you're the voice in my head.
Nice. I got something similar to that. Okay. So the one I have is like, I hear voices in my head and they say, let me get your number.
So I've had something similar to that where I was like, I hear voices in my head, but I hear you in my heart.
Oh.
Okay.
For me,
I had a little different direction.
Go ahead.
I might not have understood the assignment, but I was just like, you know, because like people believe different things. You know, some people believe the Earth is flat, but baby, I believe in our evolution.
Okay. Let's see, girl, you must be an angel because I just burn in your light.
Oh, that's a deep cut. Okay, that's good.
Nice.
For me, this is kinda cheesy. I said you plus me equals a legacy.
Oh, I like that. I was trying to do something like a legacy.
Speaking of legacies, there's a lot of people in stables out here, but I'm rated RKU.
For me, I was like, you know what? You remind me of a title. I just want you around my waist.
Okay. I like that.
Well, the other one I had, this is based off remember the commercials they did? Like, there was a commercial they did for a pay-per-view. It was him speed dating. So I was going to just basically have him be like, this is a skull. you might not remember this because it was based off of, I think, the Royal Rumble. He did pick up line where he's just like speed dating. He's just pointing at his tattoos on his arms like, this is a skull.
The deep cuts.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have to look that one up.
Find the clip. I think it's Royal Rumble.
okay. Here's another one. Still using one of the lines I already used. It's like, you came into my life out of nowhere, but I'd never punch you away, baby girl.
Punch you away, nice. Nice.
Punch you away.
Nice.
All right, this is Randy Orton. Hey, girl, you remind me of a wrestling ring, but I would count you more than three times.
I like that. You know what RKO stands for? The R is for romantic, the K is for kind-hearted, and O is for open-minded.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Smooth play over there. All right. I know my initials are RKO, but I'm going to switch it to you and I.
Ooh. Okay, okay.
Wordplay, wordplay, wordplay. Okay.
Okay.
I got one last one.
Yeah.
I'll be like Randy Orton in the military. I'm trying to be your honorary discharge.
That's it. We're done.
That's good. Finger stance.
Oh my god.
At the end of the show, we gotta close off with a message. Every day, I used to think back when I was a kid, and I would ride down the street, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes every now and then I would ride my bike without any hands. And then all of a sudden, you know, there'd be a speed bump and I got to put my hands back on the bar.
Yeah.
And sometimes I like to think and I go back, how fun was it when I was riding my bike with no hands, and how uplifting that felt, and how I felt like there was no worry in the world. I felt like as if maybe somebody was watching over me. Somebody was taking control of my direction. And I might know somebody that might do that for you. Actually, I might know four people. And that's us, the Get Your Podcast crew. If you think you're going left, we're going to put you right. If you think you're in the dark, we're going to raise you up and show you the light. Wherever you are, let us make you laugh.
Okay, okay. Benji, do you have a message?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, life is a constant state of change, right? For example, you look at a dog and they're always in the push-up position forever. And, you know, so sometimes you might find yourself on a bike. Sometimes you might find yourself driving, you know, thinking of life, looking for the signs, one way, stop, slow. And you think, you get to the light and you're like, wow, when you're driving, green does mean go. Yellow does mean slow. And red means stop. But in the banana world, green means slow. Yellow means go. And red means where the fuck did you get that banana? So it's a constant state of change, you know? Always changing. Like sometimes, you know, you could be like an escalator, because an escalator can never break. It could only become stairs. There would never be an escalator temporarily out of order sign, you know, just an escalator temporary stairs, you know, sorry for the convenience. So it's a constant state of change, and I think we should just keep going with the ebb and flow of life, you know.
Okay, okay.
Bless up, man.
Making life has been hard, so hard. Weather's changing, the wind's always blowing different directions, and you try to follow the wind, but the wind will push you further out to where your actual destination is. And you have to end up crawling back and hoping and praying that the wind doesn't push you back. So like pro wrestling right now, pro wrestling is pushing you towards one direction. You keep crawling back to whatever it used to be, but it's always going to push back. So just continue to follow the wind and it'll take you to whatever the new destination will be. Happens to be a new story, maybe a new promotion, maybe new bottles of water. Either way, it'll take you to someplace new.
okay, all right. Okay, I got three things. Right,
close this out, Vince.
All right. First one is not so much of a message as it is a question, you know, to ponder for the week. If the apron is considered the hardest part of the ring, is it harder in the morning? You know, DX always had two words for you, but I have three. Wash your ass. And last week, I gave you the three I's, but this week I'm going to give you the LCS. Lie on your job applications. Cheat on your diet. No one will know. And last but not least, steal the hearts of others.
Those are our message of the week, y'all. Use them wisely. Use them wisely. Use them wisely.
There you go.
But like I was saying, you can find me the Get Your Podcast on the Twitter, Get Your Podcast on Instagram. If you can't find me there, you can find me at Marks and Mikes on Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Central. But Vince, go ahead.
Yeah, you can go ahead and follow me on Instagram and Twitter at SES Vince. Link to my bio takes you to all the content I do, whether that's Get You, Spank the Raw, The Works. Go ahead, hit it up, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Benji?
You can find me at Benji Calavera, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all that shit. If you want some art, all that stuff, just hit me up.
Yay, yay. All right, y'all. Well, I appreciate you guys for joining me, and we out of here. Hey, cookie chowa, bitches. Hey.